بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of causing harm to anybody, and we explained that this is one very, very important concept in tasawwuf also, that kisi ko takleef mat do, so don't give anybody any type of takleef. And we gave a few examples of a person going to a block of flats, a person hooting, disturbing people that are staying. Maybe he's trying to get the attention of one person, but he's disturbing so many people. Or a person not parking properly in the masjid, person taking out his dirt and leaving it in front of someone else's house. Or sometimes you find a person maybe having a function, and late at night he's having a function, and the amount of noise that is being made there, maybe it's a braai, or sometimes people, they talk loudly, and then what happens is that the neighbors all are getting disturbed. So person thinks nothing of it, but what is he doing? Is he causing takleef to someone else? So we find that this is coming from the beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has shown us our deen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything we consider, we consider our speech, we consider our mannerisms, we consider our approach, we consider our intentions. So here we're doing that when a person is doing anything, he must be very, very considerate. He must think ahead that I'm not causing anybody any type of inconvenience. And then the thing that we mentioned was that a person must actively engage himself to see that I'm not going to be a means of causing inconvenience. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, to demonstrate this, he would tell his friends that when you're getting off the car, after you park the car, for example, by the masjid, when you get off, then take a quick walk around the car. Now you're actively planning to see that the way I parked, I didn't park too close to the car, so this person can't jump into his car. I didn't park too close to that car, so he can't jump in. I didn't park in such a way that I'm going to jam someone else. So when a person parks, unconsciously just parks as normal, one is a person actively looking to see that I'm not a means of causing anybody any type of inconvenience. Now this is the style that we should have. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he refers to this as defensive driving. A person is actively involved. When a person is defensively driving, then he is actively looking to see whether the next person is not coming to cause any type of harm to him, and he's being very cautious. He's not just looking at a green light and driving, but he's looking to the right, looking to the left. So this is how a believer is all the time, is looking to the right, looking to the left, actively engaging his mind to see that I'm not a means of causing anybody any type of inconvenience. So this is one very, very important part of our deen. So there's one more hadith to complete this chapter. An Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه رواه مسلم وهو بعض حديث طويل سبق في باب طاعة ولاة الأمور. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhum narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who desires to be far away from the fire of Jahannam and admitted into Jannat should pass away whilst believing in Allah Ta'ala and the last day, and should treat the people as he would like to be treated. Musnad Ahmad. What a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is one portion of a lengthy hadith which was mentioned in the chapter on the obedience to those that are in authority. So it was already mentioned before the explanation, but just to recap some parts of it, that the first part of this hadith is one who desires to be far away from the fire of Jahannam. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'd keep it general. He would keep the advices general, so the people listening also, they don't feel as though they're specifically being targeted. So this was the general style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One who desires, anyone who desires to be far away, which one of us doesn't desire to be far away from the fire of Jahannam, and which one of us wouldn't desire to be admitted into Jannat? So this is something that we all fall, this is a category that we all fall into, inshallah. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us a beautiful prescription that he should treat people as he would like to be treated. So in other words, this is a general formula that a person applies in every situation, and he'll find a way out. That if I was in this situation, how would I have liked to be treated? I'm speaking, for example, to my parents. How I would have liked, if I was the parent, how I would have liked the child to speak to me. I'm speaking to my teacher. If I was the teacher, how would I have liked the pupil to speak to me? If I was a neighbor, how would I have liked the neighbor to treat me? Then I treat my neighbor in that way. So like that, as a pupil, that's how I would teach treat the teacher. If I had parked my car, how I would have liked that the next person doesn't block me, then I don't block the next person. If I am the employer, then I think to myself, if I was the employee, how would I have liked to be treated? That's how I now treat my employee. In other words, I take myself and I put myself into the shoes of the other person, and then I see how I would have liked to be treated. That is how I treat that person. Very, very simple formula Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, but very, very, very far-reaching in its effect. So instead of taking every example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one broad example that fits in everything. A person is the husband, and he thinks to himself that if I was the wife, how would I have liked my husband to treat me? That is how I'm going to treat my wife. And like that, you find it, the person puts in, he put this example in every situation. If I was the driver on the road, for example, if I was the car in the front, how I would have liked the next person came nicely and he indicated, and he, that's how he comes across into the lane. Now, if I was that car and I would have liked, so that's how I treat that person. In other words, in every situation, if I would have liked to be, if I was the car in the back, and now that I'm in the front, I would have liked that this person moves out for me, a person is courteous, a person gives me way, a person allows a pedestrian to cross. If I was a pedestrian, how would I would have liked it? So that's how I would treat a pedestrian. Like that, a person in every situation, he keeps applying his mind, and he'll see that this covers many, many different situations. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is referred to as a ocean in a teacup. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us small, small capsules, but it covers so many different situations. So therefore, we should keep this in mind at all times in everything, whether it's to do with our customers, whether it's to do with our suppliers, whether it's to do with our friends, whether it's to do with our family, whether it's to do with our children, whether it is both emotionally, physically, financially. Keep this in mind, how I would like to be treated, that's how I treat the next person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. The first part of the hadith teaches us also something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who desires to be far away from the fire of Jahannam and admitted into Jannah should pass away whilst believing in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. What this hadith is teaching us, this first part, is that look after this iman. That person should pass away in this condition where he's got iman. Don't do anything that will cause his iman to go away. And this will be the overriding concern of us, is that iman must be with us at the time of maut. That iman must be with us. It comes from the one ayat of the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Don't die. Don't die except that you are in a condition that you are a Muslim. In other words, let this be some concern of yours, that my iman must be safeguarded. A lot of times people, they put themselves into situations where the iman is at jeopardy. Sitting with such people, sometimes interfaith activities, sometimes a person is listening to anything that comes onto the phone, or sometimes a person is watching wrong things. So all these things are things that we should avoid. Be very careful who we take our deen from. Be careful what we read. Be careful what we listen. Then a person will protect his iman. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One beautiful hadith, small hadith, and so many different things it covers. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.